Today's scripture is from Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, and you know the story. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." Here ends today's reading.
Thank you, Penny. Jesus is really the main character in this story about Zacchaeus, but we can't overlook Zacchaeus himself. For while the tax collector is scrambling to see Jesus, Jesus is seeking out Zacchaeus, this man who is shunned and hated by the crowd. He was a collaborator with the Roman occupiers, a tax collector. The story says he was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Most likely, his wealth came because he extracted more than the Romans required. It's no wonder that the crowd hated him. And yet Zacchaeus wanted to be in the presence of Jesus. And he was a wee little man, a man of short stature, says the scripture. The song says, a wee little man. So he lost his dignity and ran ahead and climbed a tree. We don't know how Jesus knew his name. Maybe he asked the crowd, "Who is that guy up there?" But anyway, he looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus, come on down. I'm going to your house today." Story about seeking. Jesus seeking the lost. We recently heard in Luke the stories about the seeking of the lost coin, the lost sheep, the lost son. Zacchaeus may have been hated by the crowd, and rightly so, for his collaboration with the occupiers. But he was sought and loved by Jesus, who came to find him. "Come on down. I'm going to your house today." It's also a story about joy. Zacchaeus was excited and joyful when he was recognized and he heard that Jesus was coming to his house. The crowd didn't like it, that Jesus was going to associate with this sinner, this tax collector, this treasonous person. But it was a new day for Zacchaeus. A new day for the tax collector, as he felt God's love and God's mercy reaching out to him through this call and this love and acceptance of Jesus. Surely a story of good news for not only Zacchaeus, but his whole household. Nothing less than salvation, than healing and wholeness and restoration was coming to him this very day. And he was excited. And he joyfully welcomed Jesus into his home and then said, I'm going to give half of all that I have to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody, I'm going to return it four times over. Much more than that was required. What a contrast to the story in the couple of chapters earlier in Luke of the rich young man who, when told by Jesus what he needed to do was to give up his possessions, and he walked away sad. Not able to know the joy and peace that was coming to Zacchaeus. And then there's the question of our own response to this text and the questions it provokes in our lives. During the stewardship season, as we're preparing to make our commitments next Sunday, and we've heard these four witnessing stewards, we read through the lens of giving to the church, so we might be engaged in transforming the world through the ministry of this church and through the entire United Church of Christ. Many, many passages in the Gospels, well, in the whole scriptures, both testaments, are about money and possessions, the poor and justice, about abundance and generosity. It's clear that Jesus was not afraid to talk about money. He uses it metaphorically and addresses it concretely. He tells the rich man that he needs to give it away. And he rejoices when Zacchaeus shares the story of his own giving. I suppose Zacchaeus was maybe the first witnessing steward. And then there's the uncomfortable questions of our role in the suffering of others because of unjust economic systems. Our failure to share freely and to be caught up in unfair systems like Zacchaeus was, a collaborator with the Roman occupiers. Now, we don't collaborate with Roman occupiers, but we benefit. We benefit from a system that exploits labor in poor nations so we can have cheap goods. And a system that allows multinational corporations to exploit farmers in third world nations and in effect in the Red River Valley. Of Minnesota and the Dakotas, so we can have cheap food. A system that is unfair and unjust, but we benefit from. Fred Craddock, a name you may not recognize, but he's a well-known preacher and a well-known teacher of preachers, wrote that, quote, "One is not privately righteous while participating in a corrupt system that robs and crushes other persons," close quote. Perhaps one answer to the question about Zacchaeus is that he responded wholeheartedly to God's radical grace in his life. So the questions for us today, as a church, how do we extend radical hospitality to all people? And how do we, like Jesus, seek out those who are lost and need the word of hope? And personally, how do we move beyond participation in a system that unjustly exploits the poor? I think this story invites us to respond to our encounter with Jesus and God, and God's grace in our lives with free and abundant, faithful generosity. And in so doing, to experience our own lives and hopefully the life of the world as transformed. Maybe we will find that nothing is the same anymore.